Causes, diet. An everyday and very efficient way to get involved in environmental protection and nature conservation is often overlooked, yet it sits at the dinner table every day. A sustainable and healthy diet can make a significant contribution to conserving our resources. Conserve, contribute to climate protection and the preserve biodiversity. The way our food system, production, processing, consumption, is set up and how we eat has a significant impact on the climate. The agricultural and food sector consumes around 70% of water. The agricultural and food sector is responsible for around a quarter of all greenhouse gas emissions. Approximately one-third of the world's available land area is used for livestock farming. Livestock farming is therefore by far the largest land user worldwide. Around 70% of biodiversity loss and 75% of deforestation is due to the production of food and animal feed. Currently, 30% of global fish stocks are considered to be overfished, and 61% are considered to be fished to the maximum. The origin or type of transportation has a major influence on the ecological footprint of food. For example, up to 170 times more climate-impacting greenhouse gases are produced per kilogram of food transported by air than by ship. It therefore makes sense to pay attention to where and how products reach the supermarket shelves. Furthermore, our current food system is inefficient. One-third of all food produced is never eaten, but discarded along the supply chain from field to plate. At the same time, more than 800 million people still go hungry every day. On the other hand, nearly 2 billion are overweight or obese. Dietary sins. Food production is responsible for a significant proportion of global greenhouse gas emissions. The entire food production process, including growing, harvesting, processing, transportation, storage, and preparation, requires large amounts of energy, water, and other resources. The burning of fossil fuels to operate agricultural machinery and transport food over long distances, as well as the use of artificial fertilizers and pesticides, contribute to the release of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Livestock farming in particular, especially cattle production, is one of the main sources of methane emissions. The demand for agricultural land, especially for the cultivation of feed for livestock, is leading to the deforestation of large areas. Forests are important carbon stores, and when they are cleared, large amounts of CO2 are released. In addition, deforestation reduces the Earth's ability to absorb and sequester CO2 from the atmosphere, leading to a further increase in greenhouse gas concentrations. Food production requires large quantities of water. In particular, the cultivation of water-intensive crops, such as rice and cereals, has a significant impact on the water balance. In some regions, intensive irrigation leads to water shortages and ecological problems, such as the drying up of rivers and lakes. In addition, large quantities of water are needed for livestock farming to water the animals and grow their feed. Intensive agricultural cultivation often leads to soil erosion and water pollution. Monocultures and the use of pesticides and fertilizers can leach out the soil and impair its fertility. Erosion leads to the release of stored carbon and contributes to the pollution of rivers and lakes through the input of chemical residues. Increasing demand for agricultural land is converting natural ecosystems such as forests, grasslands, and wetlands into agricultural land. This conversion of land use patterns reduces biodiversity and natural habitat for many species. At the same time, important carbon sinks are lost as ecosystems are converted, further increasing greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere. Eating sustainably means protecting the climate. To reduce the impact of food on climate, we can promote more sustainable diets, such as consuming local, seasonal, and plant-based foods, reduce food waste, reduce meat consumption, and support sustainable agricultural practices that protect soil and minimize resource use. Even small changes in our eating habits can make a significant overall contribution to climate protection and resource conservation. If we gave up meat once a week, we would need around 600,000 hectares less arable land and save around 9 million metric tons of greenhouse gases.